Ahead of the opening ceremony for the Summer Olympics, the Paris prosecutor is opening an investigation into what was described as a massive attack on the high-speed rail network there, all happening as hundreds of thousands of people converge on Paris and more than 10,000 athletes and guests prepare to float down Paris's famous River Seine in a boat parade that is the opening ceremony for the Olympic Games. Eleanor Beardsley joins us now from Paris. Eleanor, what happened overnight?
Well, exactly. In the middle of the night, saboteurs attacked France's high-speed rail system, and three major lines were knocked out. It was a huge shock, and the prime minister spoke today. Let's listen to him.
C'est que cette opération a été préparée, coordonnée.
He said that their investigation is underway, but he said well-coordinated planned attacks struck the nerve center of our high-speed rail system, and those attacks show a knowledge of the system. So that's what's giving everyone pause. You know, a quarter of the trains from London are canceled. The Atlantic Arc was hugely affected. 800,000 passengers have been affected. Hundreds of trains are now delayed, and they interrupted some saboteurs trying to get to the southeastern line, and they fled. So they didn't get them, but that sort of saved that. But this train is used, you know, high-speed rail in France. It goes like 190 miles an hour. It just whisks people across the country. It was going to be used for the Olympic Games, for people going on summer holidays. So it's a huge disruption.
What's been the response from law enforcement?
Well, the response is the Paris prosecutor has started an investigation, and they have said nothing at this point. They did not catch that team of saboteurs who they interrupted in their work. So they don't know who it is, or they're not saying anything about who it might be yet. In the meantime, the French rail system, the SNCF, says that the delays and the disruptions, it will go through the weekend, so it's going to be a huge hassle all weekend, but they are getting it under control, it seems. It's the top subject of all the news because this happens right as, you know, everyone is getting ready for these grandiose opening of the games, this, you know, ceremony, parade down the Seine River, and it's like a huge shock that this could happen and that this did happen at this time.
What about the games themselves? I mean, is this likely to affect anything, any of the events?
Well, the mayor spoke today and she said it would have no effect on the opening ceremony. And also the interior minister spoke and he said, you know, the investigation is underway. We are acting. And he said, you know, we just have to hope for good weather now because also it looks like it could rain tonight. So that's another, you know, bad news for the opening ceremony. But no, it will not affect tonight's ceremony, apparently.
So I know there's a lot of security there. I've seen all the footage of just military and police everywhere, all over Paris. But with this happening just before the opening ceremonies, I mean, has it left people there in Paris a little uneasy? I got to admit, Eleanor, I'd be a little uneasy.
Well, A, that is exactly it. It's a psychological feeling because people are saying, oh my gosh, is this just a one-off or is this the beginning? And I can't tell you, I live near the Seine River and this city for a week has been under lockdown. I mean, carved up with different security zones. You cannot get close to the river. You have to go through so many police barricades and checkpoints. And last night I rode my bike and they have blocked off the ring road, the beltway. Cars cannot even come into the city now. They are closing the airspace in like a 90-mile perimeter in a couple hours. I mean, I have never seen such security. The city is basically empty except for police and soldiers. And there are some 50,000 police and soldiers on the streets today. And this started well in advance of tonight's games. So people are sort of thinking, my goodness, if they can get to the high-speed rail network amidst this dragnet, I mean, you know, what do we have, you know, what's coming, you know? Hopefully this is a one-off. One thing I will say is they showed teams out fixing one of the places where it was struck, and it was in the countryside, so I'm sort of left with the feeling that the people who sabotaged the rail, they didn't do it from Paris, so they didn't breach all of the security. They did it out in the countryside, but clearly they knew where to strike, so that leaves you with an uneasy feeling as well. So, but people, spirits are up. Right now, we're just hoping there won't be rain, which is the big thing, yeah.
Yeah, and for those who don't know, the opening ceremonies are going to be, for the first time, not inside of a stadium. It's going to be essentially that the city itself will be the site of the opening ceremonies. You mentioned, Eleanor, you live there. You don't live that far away. How have things been, aside from the big disruption?
Well, it's amazing. I met a colonel with French Army down by the river the other day, and he said, we have to worry about the air, drones, drones and snipers from big buildings, he said, and then all your usual, you know, things that could happen on the land, he said, but people could have like a jet ski or a boat and try to ram one of the boats. And he said, we're even using sonar to detect anything coming from threats under the water. So there's a lot of security in every way.
NPR's Eleanor Beardsley in Paris. Eleanor, thanks.
You're welcome.